We're going to talk to Rachel Sutherland here real quick from Fox News Radio. Rachel, thank you for giving us some time today. How did these primaries yesterday turn out specifically for those that were supported by President Trump?
Pretty well. You see that in Pennsylvania, there was a win there. Also in Nebraska as well. There was a win, a supporter there of President Trump. So you see that really, President Trump continues to have a lot of influence. I mean, in this case in Pennsylvania, it was, Congressman Lou Barletta, and he's a hardliner on immigration. He was able to win that. He will take on Democratic Senator Bob Casey in the fall. So it's not that this is a shoo-in for him, because that may be a tough race.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he was able to do that. And then Deb Fischer in Nebraska won her primary, her Republican primary. And so I believe the president even tweeted something about that earlier. There was, though, this strange case in Pennsylvania of a Democrat who was actually pro-Trump.
Hmm.
But he lost that
doesn't
primary.
Reflect.
But it was interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. He was even trying it. That he was even trying to ride on the coattails of President Trump was fascinating.
So are we going to see an increased flurry of activity, do you think, with President Trump weighing in on these primaries? It seems to me like the further we get down the road here, he seems to be more encouraged to weigh in, because it seems as though the support isn't hurting.
That's right. It does appear to be working. Like in the situation in West Virginia last week, when Blankenship, he said, well, stay away from him because, you know, he's said these things. He can't beat Joe Manchin in the fall. And lo and behold, he was actually leading in the polls, and then he went boom.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you can chalk it all up to the Trump effect, but also be looking on the Democrat side, because what they're going to do and have been doing is they're putting out more far left progressive candidates, and they're winning over the more moderate Democrats. So that will definitely, really set up for the fall. And we already know the nation is polarized, but a very deeply divided pool of candidates and the electorate.
Is there any indication of a strong or weak turnout in these primaries?
You know, I think in Pennsylvania, I'd have to look at the exact numbers and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was the redistricting in January that kind of threw all of Pennsylvania's races into confusion, because the state Supreme Court had ruled that the congressional district had been gerrymandered in favor of Republicans. So they threw it up. They threw it out and just drew their own map. And so that had, remember Connor Lamb, he had won the Democrat there in a special election. He had actually run in a separate district.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue to watch these primaries. The Barletta one was is going to be a big race in the future here, and I think that the impact that the president is having on these primaries is something. I'm a Illinois voter myself, and he didn't get too involved in much of the Illinois primary, but that was in March, so that was so much longer ago that I feel like his interest in weighing in seems to be increasing a bit.
It does. So let's watch for those. I know there's going to be primaries almost every Tuesday for a while, so be watching his Twitter feed.
All right, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, thanks for giving us a call. We appreciate it.